On SUNY Oswego Week, colonialism has taken a different form in the modern world. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ulysses Mejias, professor of communication studies, looks at a digital version.
Brazil, mid-19th century. Imagine the fateful day in which three things arrived all at once to a village of the indigenous Bororo people. Those three things are the rifle, the cross, and the telegraph pole. This historical anecdote can help illustrate the focus of my current research project on data colonialism, co-authored with Nick Caldry. The point is that communication and information technologies, like the telegraph, or the internet for that matter, don't arrive in a vacuum. They are accompanied by worldviews, philosophies, infrastructures, and power relations that transformed societies profoundly. I argue that with the internet, what has arrived is a new form of colonialism, data colonialism. Whereas the colonialism the Bororo experienced grabbed land and bodies, the new one grabs us and the most intimate details about our social lives. This is happening right now as we use social media or as we ask Alexa to order more popcorn. Data is said to be the new oil. Like oil, it is presumably abundant, cheap, and just there for the taking. It is a source of great wealth. But wealth, gained through extraction, as colonialism proved, is never distributed equitably.
That was Ulysses Mejias of SUNY Oswego. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.